Begin the current daf. Maseches Menachos daf Mem Aleph. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the Yamud. But the Gemara continues in a related discussion from this parak and also with a halacha that will relate back to a teaching we had in the previous daf. Tanaban Lenda Braisa. Talis Kefula, a garment that was very long, double the size of the person, and therefore it was folded over. So says the Tanakama. So Chayev Betzitzis. So the corners of this garment, now that it's folded over, the new corners, which is in its folds, are going to be obligated in tzitzis. For Bishimin Pait, however, Bishimin says it's exempt from tzitzis. Why? Because if that fold is going to come undone, it's going to come out that the tzitzis that are at the corners are actually going to be in the middle of the garment right now. Because when it's folded over, that fold, which was originally the corner, is now in the middle of the garment, and that doesn't fulfill the obligation. Therefore, now even when it's folded, it's not obligated in tzitzis. Now, B'shavim, but they both agree, She'im Kafla, V'tafra Shechayevus. If it was folded over and it was sewn together, that then it's going to be obligated in tzitzis, because then it's not going to become undone because it was sewn together. Now that is the Gemara, Tafra Peshitta. If it's sewn together, obviously it's a classic garment which is not going to come undone, and therefore of course you're chayiv. So the Gemara Loi Tzvichas, no, it's necessary dinakta besichi, which either it means that it was tacked together or it means it was wide stitching, but in other words, it wasn't a full-fledged bona fide sewing. Yeah, if it was sewn together, of course that would be a regular garment and would be chayiv. We're saying that even if it was not total, but it was still closed up, either with some type of pins or some type of broad stitching, and that everyone would agree that, okay, that we're not going to assume is going to come undone, and therefore it's chayiv and tzitzis. Now, relating to this teaching, the Gemara tells that Rabba Bar Huna ikli lebei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Rabba Bar Huna went to the house of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, chazid av mixi taskful, he saw that he was clothed with a folded over cloak, the case that we described before. And he had put on the tzitzit strings on that folded part, meaning the corners that were the corners, which were essentially really the middle of the garment, but it's the corner because it was folded over. Now, if shittim, the cloak actually came undone. So it essentially happened that the tzitzits were really in the middle of the garment now, because, like we said, the cloak was double the height of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, but it was folded over. And the fold was on his head. Now, that what happened was that the two corners that had originally had the tzitzis were now in the middle of the garment, and now it had that the two tzitzis that were initially at the end of the fold, which were now in the middle of the garment, so the asachut of a kamal adirashas, it came out that the strings, instead of being at the corner of the garment, were now over his head, because it came undone, and now when they wanted to wear the cloak, since it was so long, came out what was originally the corners, were now in the middle of the garment, and instead of being at the edge of his body, were now in the middle of his head, because he had to use it to make sure it doesn't drag on the floor. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said to him, Lav hainu knaf techaz rachmona bei raisa. This is not the corner of a garment that it says in the Torah, because your tzitzis are in the middle of your cloak, not at the edge. So Asa Shadi, so he went, he took off that tzitzis, because, yeah, obviously now that it's undone, it's not valid, because it's not at the edge of the garment. So Ichzik Limechrit, he went and he put on a new talis with tzitzis. So Amalei, so he said to him, Mi savet chayves gavruhu, do you think that the obligation of tzitzis is an obligation of the person to fulfill a mitzvah tzitzis with one cloak that he's wearing at that time with tzitzis, to then say that it's not a problem with the one that was not valid that he took off? No, chayves talisu, the mitzvah of tzitzis is the obligation of the cloak, not of the person. And if, even if you have 10 cloaks, the one that you took off still requires tzitzis. So zil ramila. So go ahead now, put on appropriate tzitzis on the real corners, that now that it came undone, those folds, and put on tzitzis on that, because it doesn't help that you're putting on new tzitzis. What's with the one that you took off? The tzitzis that you originally had is now in the middle of the garment. It's not valid. You have to put on that one still, because it's an obligation of the cloak, of the garment, of what we call the cheftza, and not on the garment, not the person that's wearing it. Says the Gemara, Lim Sayeli. Let's bring a braisa that supports this position of Rabbi Bar Huna, that it's the obligation of the talis, not of the person. From the following braisa, which we brought in the previous staff. Chasidim Rishayim, the original pious ones, Kivin She'argu Bashalish, they were very quick to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Once they had woven it 3 finger breadths, Hayimatil Matcheles, they already put on the tzitzis strings on the garment. Now, if you would say that it's an obligation of the person, why would they put on tzitzis at that point in time if they're not wearing it yet, if the obligation is only when you put it on? Obviously, it's a chayves talis, and therefore once it's considered a garment, they already went and put on the tzitzis. So the Gemara, no. Shani Chassidim, the pious ones, are different than Machmer and Nafshayu. They're very stringent on themselves. In other words, although it's really, we could say, a Chibis Gavra, but once there was an opportunity that it's already considered a garment, they already put it on, and therefore it's not a Raya to say and prove from that it's a Chibis Talos. Now, but says the Gemara, Upliga de Malacha, the angel that we're going to shortly quote disagrees with Rabbi Rav Huna, because the angel said that it's actually a Chibis Gavra, that the obligation of Tzitz is an obligation on the person, not on the Talos. Because the Malacha Ashkechel Rav Katina de Michsi Sadina, a Malach encountered Rav Katina, who was wearing a linen garment, which did not have tzitzit on it, as we said in the previous daf, because of a concern of ksus laila, which is one of the interpretations why we don't wear the tzitzit on the linen garments, because you might come to wear it with the tcheles at nighttime, which then is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah, and then it's going to be klaim shlebim mokam mitzvah. So therefore, we don't wear any more tzitzit on the linen garment. Now, Amalei, so the Malach said to him, Katina, Katina, saying his name twice, Sadina Bekaita, in the summertime, when you want to have a lighter garment, you wear a garment made out of linen, so you're not wearing tzitzis then, because like we said in the previous stuff. Visarbala, and then you wear a mantle, a type of heavy coat, Besisva, in the wintertime. For example, like Rashi says in his times, that those mantles, those coats, were rounded off the corners. And therefore, there were only two corners on the bottom, but there was no other two corners on the other edge, which was exempt from tzitzis because it didn't have the four corners. So in the summertime, you're not obligated because you're wearing linen. In the wintertime, your garments that you wear don't have four corners. Tzitzis shall tcheles matei aleha. What's going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis that have tcheles with it? You're never fulfilling the mitzvah because you're always finding a way to be exempt. So, Amalei, Anshiso Aseis, Rav Katina said to the Malach, what? In heaven, do they punish for lack of fulfilling a positive commandment? Now, as Taisa says, what it means to say is like, his question was, like such a mitzvah, which is a person not obligated to buy a talis, a cloak, that would he be obligated in if he doesn't have such a thing? But obviously, a full-fledged positive commandment, even Bezin over here, hits a person until his life leaves him if he doesn't fulfill the positive commandment. What he meant to say was, what's called a mitzvah kiyumis, which is you don't have to go ahead. What do you mean? There's no obligation. Why would they punish in heaven? So the Malach said to him, Bizman deikarischa anshinan, at a time of anger, then in heaven they do punish, which is, you're right, although you don't have the talis, but the fact that you're not putting on something that you could be obligated in tzitzis, therefore that's something that could be punishable. Now, says the Gemara, I amrit b'shleim ochebiz gabahu, if you say tzitzis, an obligation on the person, sahayin demechayv delekarami, so that's why he's going to be liable if he doesn't put on a four-corner garment that's obligated to put tzitzis on it, because it's an obligation on the person. Where although it's not a violation of something, but at least you could understand that he would be held responsible. Eliyamat chebes talis, but if you say it's not an obligation of the person, yeah, the person who wears that talis has to make sure that talis has four corners with tzitzis on it, but it's actually an obligation on the cloak, so, but then hol mechaiva, he's not obligated on the cloaks that he had, which was out of linen, or those woolen coats in the wintertime. So what was the problem? Why would he even be punished if he doesn't have those type of cloaks, and it's not his cloaks, it's not obligation to buy a cloak, it's the cloak's obligation. If he's the owner, he has to do it. So obviously, the fact that b'iden rischa anshinalei is obviously because it's a chayvus gavra. And that's the Gemara, no. Because elamai, so what are you saying? Chayvus gavra, you want to prove it's an obligation on the person. But there also, it's hard to fathom. We understand that the Torah obligates a person when he's wearing a cloak, which you want to say it's a chayvus gavra, when he's wearing a cloak that's obligated, that's fit to have tzitz on it, that's where a person's obligated. But kimichsi talis the lav baschayuvihi. But if a person is wearing a cloak that's not obligated in tzitzis, michayv rachman, does the Torah obligate the person to go ahead and buy a talis which is obligated to go ahead and cover himself with that? There also, how can we fathom that idea? Rather, this is what the Malach was telling him, and therefore, according to Rashi, it's rejecting the proof. It could be even if it's a chayv talis, because it wouldn't make a difference chayv gavra chayv talis, because either one, why should he be punished? Rather, he was telling him, "Tatsdiki lemifter nafshach mitzitzis." You're finding ways to exempt yourself from tzitzis. Here you wear this garment. Here you wear this garment. Yeah, it's all legally appropriate, but in that the spirit of the law that you're not wearing the tzitzis, you should be, because that's be'idin rischa anshinalei. Is why don't you take the opportunity to fulfill the great mitzvah of tzitzis? And therefore, that could be even by chayvus talis, where although either one is not an obligation, but still it would be appropriate for a person to get it, and therefore there's no raya to chayvus talis. Now, continuing on this theme, Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel says, Kli Kufsa, the a vessel, meaning a talis, a garment, that's fit to have tzitzis put on it, and that is, even though it's folded and it's put into a kufsa, meaning in the box, it's on his shelf, chayov mitzitzis is still obligated in tzitzis, because since it's fit for a person to cloak himself with that, so it still fulfills the pasuk of asher techasaba, and therefore, even though he's not wearing it, it's still obligated to put tzitzis on it. As we said, to the idea of where chayv is talis, it's an obligation of the cloak. Now, umayd Shmuel, but Shmuel agrees, although he says, like in this case, that it would be obligated in tzitzis, but he agrees, bizakin sha'asol l'chvayde, an elderly person who's making a cloak for his dignity, meaning for what's his tachrichin, his burial shrouds, shabtura, that such a cloak is exempt from tzitzis. My time, what's the reason? Because like we said, asher techasabam, Rechman Teres says, that which is fit for to be clothed with. So we said that even if it's on the shelf, if it's asher techasabam, you're chayiv, but high level chasui avida, this burial shrouds, it's not meant for wearing, it's meant for burying, and therefore it's not considered asher techasabam, and such a cloak is not mechuyav to put tzitzis on it. However, bahi shaita, but says the Gemara, at the time when they clothed the dead person with those burial shrouds, vaderiminli, then most definitely at that point we actually do put tzitzis on it. Why? Mishum, because of fulfillment of the pasuk in Mishlei, loyig larush, one who mocks the pauper, cheref oisehu, he's disgraceful to his maker. Meaning, if we don't put on tzitzis on those burial shrouds, it's like we're scorning the person who died, as if to say, because you're exempt from mitzvahs, that's why you're not wearing the tzitzis on your four-corner garment. And that would be mocking the rush, which would be disgraceful for the maker, because a person shouldn't do that, even for a dead person. And therefore, to avoid that problem, we actually do put tzitzis on the burial shrouds when the person is buried in it. Now, Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda, says, talis shenikra, regarding a talis that tore, so it depends where. Chutz l'shalish, if it's more than 3 finger breadth from the edge of the garment, so then you go ahead and stitch up the hole. And we're not concerned that maybe you're going to leave over from those threads that you used to stitch and leave them as threads, as strings, and then to add on those till you have 4 strings for the purpose of tzitzis, which would be problematic, because it would be what's called tassav leim and also, like we said in the previous stuff, even if you ultimately decide to use them at tzitzis, but they're going to be indirectly made and not directly made, because initially you didn't make it for the purpose of tzitzis. That's not a concern when the hole is more than 3 etzbois from the edge, because that's not a place where it's appropriate to make tzitzis, as we say later on, and therefore we're not concerned that a person might inevitably then use that as the tzitzis. But teich shalish, so let's say the hole is within 3 finger breadth from the edge of the garment, which is fit to make tzitzis over there, then actually lo yitfer. Then you're not allowed to stitch that up over there, because there we are concerned that you might stitch it up and then decide to leave those threads as the strings, as we explained in the previous stuff, and therefore you can't stitch it up over there because of that concern. Tana Melech is similar in a braisa. Talish and nikra chutz l'shalosh yitfer. If the cloak tore more than 3 finger breadths from the edge of the garment, you're allowed to sew it up. Teich shalosh was within 3. Remeir, like we said, he says lo yitfer, you're not allowed to stitch it up. But actually, by chamar, they say yitfer, you could stitch it up, and they're not concerned. Now, v'shavin, they both agree. Shlo yavi, person's not allowed to bring. Afila ama alama mimakam acher, even if it's a large swab of a cloth, which is from a different talis, ubat chelis, and on that piece of cloth, there's tchelis, there's already tzitzis strings hanging on it, v'taylaba, and to be able to hang that on the new garment, that wouldn't qualify, because we need to have that you put the tchelis, the tzitzis, al kanfei bigdeim, on the corners of the garments. Now, this corner was not from this garment at the time that it was made. It's brought from a different one. So it's not fulfilling by putting the tchelis on the corner of this garment, because it wasn't put on this one, it was from a different one, and therefore that's not going to be valid. Now, additionally, Mishavan, they both agree, Shemevi Tcheles Makamacha, however, you could bring Tcheles from a different place, meaning you could untie the tzitzis string from a different talis, Vitaylaba, and hang it on the new talis, because here you don't have a problem, as in the previous case of Veloimana Asoy, that it's going to be indirectly made, because here you have to go ahead and redo the tzitzis strings, and to braid it, and to fix it as it initially would be done, and therefore that would be valid, with tzitzis strings from somewhere else. However, as a continuum at base, the Bavachalaitim of Sekis, as long as it shouldn't be torn, as long as the strings should be whole. Now, but the Gemara wants to say from this case, Shamet Mina, should we infer from this, the Matir Mebegele Beged, which we'll explain later on as a Machlekes, seems to be your lot of untied tzitzis from one talus to put on another one. Says the Gemara, no, not a proof. Dilma, maybe this that we learned, that you could bring tchelis from a different garment and hang it on this garment, It's not because there you're not concerned for the disgrace, that as if you're disgracing the first talus, which is the reasoning for those who hold you cannot be matim beklebeked, because we could be told madi balai that maybe the first garment had gotten worn out, which is not fit to be a talus for tzitzis anymore. That's where you could untie the tzitzis from it and put it onto the other garment. But maybe generally you're not allowed to untie from one talus to put onto another talus. Tarmon in the brisa. Talish shakula tchelis, regarding a garment that is entirely of blue wool. So says the Brisa as follows: Komini tzevainin peitrimba. All types of colors that are dyed for the tzitzis will exempt this talis for which halacha? As we've said in previous dafim, there are two types of strings that are required in the talis. There's the tchelis strings, and there's also, quote, the love and the white strings. Now, the reason why generally you need to have white strings is because generally we assume that the garment is made out of linen, and therefore the linen is generally white, so the strings have to be the same type as the garment. Here, you can't have that the strings, quote, the white ones, should be the same as the type of the garment itself, because the garment is tchelis. And the halacha requires that there be two different types of strings, which is generally the white is the type as the garment, and blue wool is the other type. But here the garment is the same as the tchelis. So you can't make both types as tchelis. So therefore, since you don't have to have white, because the garment itself is not white, so that's not fulfilling minakonav, so you can have whatever color you want. But says the Braisa chutz mekala ilon. The one exception is kala ilon indigo, which is similar in its appearance to tchelis. So what's the problem? So the problem is, according to the first interpretation in Rashi, is that sometimes a person might sell this talus to another person. Now that person is going to see, oh, all the strings are what he thinks to be tchelis because they look the same. Now, when he's going to have another talus, he's going to say, hey, I have on that other talus four strings of tchelis. I only need to have two of them. He's going to take two of the strings from here and put onto the other one with two white strings, and the place of these two that he took away, he's going to put two other white strings, and it's going to turn out that one of these talesim are going to be exempting the halach of tchelis, when it's not really going to be tchelis, it's going to actually be kala ilan. So he's going to have, with the white strings, he's going to have kala ilan made out of wool, and he's going to run into a problem of having klayim shalei b'mokom mitzvah. He's not really fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis with linen. He's going to have kala ilan with linen. And therefore, to prevent that problem, yes, you could have any color you want to have here for the, quote, white strings, but it cannot be kalilah. However, on this halacha, this brisa meisveh, we learn another brisa that seems to contradict this. The brisa says, talis, regarding a cloak, ein peiterbam, you cannot exempt the, quote, white strings, elamina, only the type that's the same type as the garment itself, which is learned from the halacha of hakonef min hakonef. So if let's say the cloak is red, so you put on two red strings, and the other are two blue strings, and so too with all colors. But talis shekula tchelis, but what do you do with a cloak that's entirely blue wool? So then says the brisa, then maybe tchelis, what you're going to do is you'll bring the two strings that you're always supposed to have of tchelis, v'davar acher, and some other color to fulfill the obligation of the, quote, white strings. Now, although that tchelis itself is min hakanaf, even so, like we said before, you need to have two different types, because we go based on most talesim. And most talesim, you can have two different types because they're generally white, so the strings are going to be white and the other one's going to be blue. So even though the cloak is blue, you can't have both being blue, so you'll have some other color. And then you hang up these two different colors on this talis that's entirely tchelis. Now, v'kala ilon lo yavi, as we said in the first brisa, and this brisa also agrees, and you can't bring as that other color, kala ilan, indigo. But this brisa says, v'mehevi kasher, but if you did, it's going to be valid. So obviously, kala ilan will exempt it, which contradicts the first brisa, says kala ilan's not going to be valid. So Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, le kasher, it's not a difficulty. Kan betalis basabar chutin. Here, in the second brisa, we're talking about that the talis has just four strings. You have two of tchelis and two of kala ilan. That's where the second brisa said that it's going to be kasher. Why? Because here you don't have that concern that maybe you're going to take from this talus two of the strings from some other talus, because you can't have less than four strings on the talus. And we're not concerned, like we said before, that you might come in to replace it with some other strings. So therefore, that's where the second brisa said it's going to be kasher, even if you put on kala ilan. But kan betalus bas shmoin nechutin. Here in the first brisa, according to the first interpretation of Rashi, is talking about where there are eight strings. There's four of tchelis, and then they put on another four of kala ilan to fulfill the mitzvah with these two different types. That's where the first Brice was saying it's going to be possible. Why? Since without the Kali Elon, you have the enough of the four strings that you need to have, so we're concerned that maybe you're going to end up needing strings for another talus, and you're going to take from those four strings over here, and you're going to hang it up on that other talus, because, oh, this one already has eight strings, you only need four. So the problem is that you're going to be taking the talus, let's say, from there, and you're going to have only Kali Elon over here. Or maybe you can take the Kali Elon and hang it on the other one, but be that as it may, you're not going to have the halacha of talus, which you're going to think that it's all talus, but really, four of them are Kali Elon, and four of them are going to be talus. And that's why the first Brisa said that it's going to be possible, because you are going to take away the strings. Or another interpretation, which Rashi says, the primary interpretation, the reason why the halacha was said in the first Brisa, chutz mikala ilon, is because you need to have two colors. And here the colors look the same, not because of a concern that you might come to take for a different talus. No, rather for this talus, you can't have one talus and one kala ilon because they both look the same. And you need to have two different colors. On that, the Gemara asked from another Brisa that said, the first Brisa sounds like it's going to be possible. Second Brisa sounds like, but if you do use kala ilon, it's going to be kosher. On that, the Gemara's answer was that one Brisa is talking about four strings, another one eight strings. Where according to this version of Rashi, when it's saying that here we're talking about with eight strings, it's talking about that you have four of tchelis, and including in the four is tchelis and some other type. And now he wants to add on another four strings. That's what the halacha says, that no, he should not go ahead and hang up kala ilan, meaning the first halacha was, the first brisa was talking about actually, when it says kam betalas basa bar chutin, was talking about the first brisa, which was that then it's going to be invalid because it's not two different colors. The second brisa was, you have four, two of tchelis and two of some other color, not of kala ilan. And that is what it's saying, but now that you want to put in another four, don't use kala ilan. Why not? That's this second Bryce is saying, because you might sell it to another person. And he's going to think that all those six strings are trellis. And he's going to undo from this one and put into another talus in place of it being trellis with the white strings. And that's not valid because it's not really trellis, it's really kala ilon. But that's what the Bryce says, vimhebi kosher, because ultimately for this talus itself, if you're going to have the four strings that you already had of trellis, with two of them with tchelis and two of them with some other color, although there's a concern, rabbinically we're concerned he might sell to someone else, so that's why you shouldn't initially do it. But of course, after the fact, it's going to be kasha, because this talus, yes, you add on kala ilon, but you already have the halach of two different types, with the initial four, which two with tchelis and two with some other color. But the Gemara asks, so shamit minah, but at least let's infer from the halacha that we just said, that we invalidate the strings being put up for the loving ones, kala ilon, because we're concerned that you might go ahead and take it from this garment to another garment, again, depending on which version of Rashi you go in, but either one has one interpretation of that there's a concern, whether it be the first brace or the second brace, so that we might come to undo it from one garment to another garment, where you might take the kala ilon and then think it's trailis and really not, but it sounds like you could undo it, so you could infer matir min beged lebeged, that you could undo tzitzis from one garment, from one talus to another one. Which, as we're going to shortly quote, that's machlekes. So the Gemara, no, it's not a right dilma di'i of it. Maybe it's saying that if a person violated this halacha and he undid it, then it's going to come to be a problem. Because what he's going to be undoing from this talus, he thinks he's taking off tchelis to put it with the white one, and really it's kala ilon. So because of that, we said you're not allowed to use kala ilon, but of course, initially, one is not allowed to take it off, possibly, from one talus to another talus. As the Gemara says, itmar, tekshe machlekes. Rav Amar, he says, ima tirmi beged lebeged. It's disgraceful to take up the tzitzis from one talus to put another one. You're not allowed to do that. But Shmuel Amar, he says, no, ma tirmi beged lebeged, you could. If you want the tzitzis to fulfill with a different talus, you're allowed to take it from one and put it in the other one. So to another machlekes, Rav Amar, he says, ima dlikim ener lener. You're not allowed to light by the nearest Chanukah from one candle to another one. Shmuel Amar, he says, ma dlikim ener lener. Yeah, you could take one of the nearest Chanukah to light another one. Another machlek is Rav Amar, he says, Ein halacha k'Rav Shimon b'greira. Halacha is not followed k'Rav Shimon, as we're going to shortly quote his halacha, by dragging, for example, a table on the ground, where one might come to do chayrish by plowing, by making a groove in the ground, and Rav Shimon says it's permitted. Rav says halacha is not like him. Shmuel Amar, he says, halacha k'Rav Shimon b'greira. Halacha does follow k'Rav Shimon, that it's permitted to drag the table. On that, why we're quoting these three halachas, machlek is Rav and Shmuel? Because Amar Abaye, he says, kol mili demar, all the practices of the master Rabba, avid k'rav, he would follow in regarding prohibitory law like Rav. Labar mahani tlas, avid k'shmul, except for these three cases, which he practiced like Shmuel. that matir mebeged lebeged, that you could take up the tzitzis from one talis to put onto another one. Umadlikim ner l'ner, that he lit from one ner chanukah to another. V'alocha g'rbshim megreira, and that the aloch is like a b'shimin regarding dragging something on the ground, to tell like learning a b'raisa. B'shimin, he says, g'ru odem mita kise b'savsel, a person is allowed to drag a bed or a chair or a bench on the ground, as long as he doesn't intend to make a groove, because that would be chayrish, so that's called a davish emeskaben that he didn't intend to. Regarding that, Shmuel held halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. But again, like we said, there's a machlekes, if you're allowed to, and therefore we said that not necessarily would be a raya from that halacha that you're allowed to untie, although that is the concern of that someone might take it and use it, the kala ilan, instead of the tchelis for some other garment, it could be talking about according to Rav that says it's prohibited, that if someone would violate it, you'd run into that problem, but it wouldn't be approved that it's initially permitted to imater tzitzis mibeged lebeged. Now, continuing on this theme regarding the concern about the concern about having kol il instead of tchelis on the tzitzis strings. So the one says that Rabbi Yehuda Masterle, he would give his talis with the tzitzis lekatzra to the launderer, and he was not concerned that maybe his tchelis strings are going to come off, and that the launderer is going to go and put on the cheaper version of kol ilan, which is invalid, but looks like a tchelis, to put it onto his torn garment that he sent to the cleaners. And he wasn't concerned for that. Rav Chanina, Avud Lasisa, what he would do is, he would actually, when he would give it to the launderer, he would actually roll up the tzitzis like in the ball, so that it shouldn't be pulled off in the cleaning process. Ravina, Chaitlu Mechid, what he would do is, he would actually make for the talis like a little pocket that with a seam, that he would tuck the tzitzis strings inside over there, and he would stitch it closed so that it wouldn't get torn at all in the cleaning process. Now, continuing on the halachas of tzitzis, turn about and learn the braisa, kama chutin hunaisin. How many strings are put in each corner of the garment? So Bishamer, Mrs. Dalit, says you take four strings that you put in the hole in the at the edge of the cloak, and you double it over, because when you put it through, it's now two on either side, which for a total of eight strings. Mesillah and Megimel, they say you take three strings, which when you put it through the hole and get doubled over on either side, is actually going to be six. Now, Bekamati Meshaleshes, and how much of the tzitzis strings beyond the braided part should be hanging down, which is called the anaf, which are called the strings that are hanging down as strands. So Bisham Rem Dald, he says, they say it has to be four finger breadths long. Basilam Gimel, they say it has to be only three finger breadths long. Now explains the Braisa, the Gimel should be Basil Oimrim. Now the three finger breadths that Basil said, each etzba, each finger breadth, how much is that? What's that measurement? It's achas me arba betefach shel kol adam. It's 1/4 of what's called a tefach, which generally symbolized as a fistful of a person, meaning which is if you take the measurement of the thumb and you take four thumbs, that's going to be a quarter. Each thumb is a quarter of a tefach, which as we're going to shortly explain, let's say there's six of pinkies in regards to the share of a tefach. But that's what it's saying. Each etzba, which etzba are we talking about? We're talking about an etzba that's a quarter of a tefach. Which type of etzba is a quarter of a tefach? There's five fingers. It's the thumb. So three thumbfuls of the tzitzis string have to hang down from the end of the braided part. Now, Amar Papa, he qualifies like we mentioned. He says, tefach deraisa, the biblical halacha of a tefach, is dalad begudel. If you take four thumbs, and you measure one thumb, two thumb, three thumbs, four thumbs, that's going to be a shir of a tefach, which is also shis begitana, if you take six of the tiny finger. And chamesh betilsin, if you take five of the index finger, which they're all the same measurement. And that's why we said that a quarter of the tefach is if you take the measurement of a gudel, so it's that the thumb breadth. Now, Amar Rav Huna, it says, Dalid, you need to have four strings, beteich dalid, within four finger breadth, meaning that you're not allowed to distance it from the edge of the garment more than four etzbois. Umishlash just dalid, and say, hey, it has to be hanging down the threads beyond the braided part, four etzbois. That's Rav Huna's halacha. Rav Yehudah, he says, no, actually, gimel, three threads, beteich gimel, and has to be within three etzbois from the edge of the garment. Umishlash just gimel, hanging down three finger breadth. Now, Amar Papa, he says, Hilchas halacha is dalid, four strings, like we have, which are doubled over into eight. But terek shalosh within three etzbois of the edge of the garment. Mishalosh es arba has to be hanging down four etzbois beyond the braided part. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, "Lememar de Islei Shira, is that really to say that there's a measurement of how much has to be hanging down?" Verminu, but that's contradicted from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, "Tzitzis, ain't tzitzis ele yaitze." Tzitzis, it means something that's hanging and coming out from the edge of the garment, but the ain't tzitzis ele mashu, but tzitzis is even a minute amount. Because it already had that the elders of Beishamah and the elders of Beisil went up to the attic of Yochanan ben Maaseir and they said, Tzitzis ain't lashir, there is no measurement for tzitzis. And similarly they said that a lulav also doesn't have a requisite amount. So my love ain't lashir klal, what do they mean? Didn't they say that there's no measurement at all? So what are you saying? There's machlekes, how much it has to be, the measurement. Isn't halacha that there is no measurement, that there's no minimum? And that's his Gemara Loi. No. As a content of a membezim and alf. Ein l'shir l'mala. There's no extent to the maximum. How long it could be. It could be as long as the person wants. Aber yesh l'shir l'mata. But of course, there is a minimum measurement of how long the tzitzis have to be. Like he said, halacha is has to hang down for its bais, but less than that, it can't be. And this that it said that it could be a mashu, what it means to say is there are situations that even the minute amount is going to be valid. Like we said in previous daf, it's called gardumi, when there's the stubs of the tzitzis hanging down, then it's going to be valid. But of course, the minimum of making the tzitzis, there is a measurement of four tzbais. The Gemara proves this. The ilay temahacha, because if you don't say this, when they said kayetzbei lulav ein loisher, that similarly a lulav, the palm frond, doesn't have a minimum measurement on sukkahs when you take in the lulav. Hachanam adein loshekla, you're saying that it doesn't have a minimum measurement at all? But what's not in the Mishnah Masech the Sukkah that says lulav shish begimot tfachim, a lulav that has at least three tfachim in the length, kedela neneyaboy, which actually means also another tefach to shake it, kosher is valid. So you see, ele ein l'shir l'malo. So what does it mean that lulav doesn't have a shir? It doesn't have a shir how long it could be. Aviyesh l'shir l'mata, there is a minimum measurement how long it has to be. So achinami here also regarding to the tzitzis strings, ein l'shir l'malo, just means that there's no maximum measurement how long the strings can be. But there is a minimum measurement, like we said, the machlekes, and that's what he was saying the halacha was, that it has to have at least four tzbais of the anafim beyond the part of the gedil, of the braided part of the tzitzis.